KCBS News Time, 10:31. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is calling on his supporters to root out voter fraud when they go to the polls in November. Trump supporters can sign up on Trump's website to be a Trump election observer. Supporters who do it will get an email thanking them for volunteering and assuring them that the campaign will do everything to, quote, stop crooked Hillary from rigging the election, end quote. The question is this legal? Gerald Hebert, he's executive director and director of litigation for the Campaign Legal Center, joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks for the time. So is it legal?
Well, it is legal to have observers in the polling places appointed by political parties and candidates. But there's a fine line between doing that and putting people in there to intimidate or target low-income and minority voters. And I think that's the real concern, Rebecca.
And so how do you ferret out whether that's the intent, you know, without going to court in time to stop that from happening?
Well, voter intimidation involves putting undue pressure on people or trying to coerce a person or a group of people to suppress their votes. And there's a kind of an ugly history of voter intimidation in our country. There have been cases where people have had to go to court on election day in some cases or prior to election day to actually stop voter intimidation practices. Some of it is sending out false information saying, you know, voters don't vote on Tuesday, the election's been moved to Wednesday, or don't go to vote because our goals have already been met, or if you go to the polls, you'll be arrested if you have unpaid child support or unpaid parking tickets. There's all kinds of shenanigans out there. And I think it's really incumbent upon people who are out to protect the right to vote to ensure that people who are at the polls legitimately to watch the election to ensure that there's no rigged election or voter fraud. A lot of times those claims are really mostly illusory in any event.
Okay, so getting your people to go make sure crooked Hillary doesn't cheat the election, I mean, that doesn't sound particularly neutral. I mean, that has an intimidating sound, I guess.
Well, it sure sounds like it does. I mean, you know, we have claims that people are going to be voting, I think a presidential candidate said 10 times. Some people will go and vote 10 times. Of course, that doesn't happen. But it's often used to justify intimidating qualified voters from voting. And when that happens, it violates not only the Voting Rights Act, but it violates the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits that kind of intentional targeting of particularly minority voters.
Right. And some of the remarks that Trump made were he was in Altoona, Pennsylvania, when he said, you know, certain parts of town, we have problems. That's where we're going to send people in certain parts of town. And again, yeah, he said 10 people vote 10 times. We want to stop folks from voting 5 times.
Right. I mean, you know, when I was in the Justice Department a number of years ago, we sent and found out that former U.S. Senator Jesse Helms' campaign had sent postcards to black voters with warnings about penalties for voter fraud, and they had targeted certain segments of the North Carolina's population. And we ended up filing a lawsuit against the Helms campaign that banned the so-called ballot security programs because they were directed at voters based on race. You can't target voters in that fashion. So I think you may see, if this really unfolds, I think you may see some litigation over it as we get closer to the election.
Well, thanks very much for the time. We appreciate it. Gerald Hebert is the campaign with the Campaign Legal Center. He's executive director and director of litigation.